Welcome to the New South Wales Farmers Primary Report. Hello, I'm Olivia Sosatsky. New South Wales farmers will be looking out for four things in the draft Murray-Darling Basin Plan when it's released on November 28. The Association's water spokesman John Ward joins me on the line and says he'll only support the draft if these key things are included.
The four main points that we've been very consistent about were that the plan needed to encompass all the third-party impacts within the river systems. If there's going to be damage to infrastructure or land adjacent to the river systems as a result of trying to force very large volumes of water through the system, we need to ensure that those impacts are addressed within the plan. We've been asking for some time to investigate all the options that could be looked at with the Lower Lakes. Hence, of course, the process, not numbers. We want to see the actual environmental water plan. We want to know that that water that's being recovered is going to be specifically used for those purposes. And we're not getting the recognition for those communities in the triple bottom line debate. And until we get that, we've got certainly the association's got a fight on its hands to try and make that point valid.
So will New South Wales farmers determine whether it does or doesn't support the draft based on these four key things?
Oh, I believe so. The policies are developed by the association, by the members, grassroots members and the executives. We certainly can't support any sort of attempt to proceed without recognising those four points. And if they don't, well, then it won't be just the association. It'll be the whole rural communities will have to stand up and be counted.
Oyster farmers from the north and south coasts of New South Wales have showcased their best at a lavish function in Sydney. New South Wales Farmers Oyster Committee Chair Kevin McCash is on the line to give his opinion on the event, Oysters at the Ivy.
I thought it was marvellous. I thought it was a great venue. I thought that it was beautifully presented. I thought the oysters were good. I loved the cheese table. That was just terrific.
And could you tell us about those taste and rate sessions that everyone was running downstairs for? How did that go?
Oh, that was that sushi queue arrangement, you know, the sushi train. I thought that was a fantastic way to present oysters without a lot of hustle and bustle and movement. People sat there and oysters came past and they ate them.
As part of the taste and rate session, there was also a people's choice category for both Pacific Oysters and the Sydney Rocks. Can you tell us who won?
Yes, Broken Bay Oysters won the Pacific. Very good quality oysters. Alan J. Hall won the Rock Oysters, a tightly contested event, but they managed to, they had some lovely oysters there.
And it's the first time that New South Wales Farmers has held its annual oysters event at the Ivy.
It is.
Do you think that it will return next year?
I do. Indeed, I do. I think it was a fantastic venue, as I said, and the organisation's great.
Farmers in Batlow are reeling after the biggest hailstorm in decades tore through the famous apple-growing region. New South Wales Farmers Horticulture Committee member Barney Himes is one of those growers affected and is on the line to explain what happened on November 9.
About 8 p.m. we had this enormous amount of thunder and lightning come across. We've had the biggest hailstorm that Batlow's seen for approximately 50 years. We've had enormous damage to apple trees. The DPI is suggesting that about 65% of the Batlow area has been hit by hail, and we could have up to 50% of the production damaged in some form or other by the storm.
How big were the hailstones?
Look, the hailstones are about the size of marbles, and quite honestly, it went for about 20-25 minutes, and by the time it had finished, it looked like it had been snowing.
And so when you came out to survey the damage in the morning, what did you see and how has your property been affected?
We've seen an enormous amount of damage. Our property is probably, we've had 80% of our production, 80-85% of our production affected or in fact completely obliterated. There are one block of trees where it's hard to find an apple. Some chaps just up the road have lost their entire crop. They won't pick an apple. And their next door neighbour has lost a lot of fruit and also had their hailstones damaged as well.
And that's all we have time for today. I'm Olivia Sosatsky. Thanks for your company. Don't forget you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'll be back with more rural news next week.